Job chapter 6. And Job answered and said, Oh, that my grief were thoroughly weighed, and all my calamity laid in the balances! For now it would be heavier than the sand of the seas. Therefore my words are vehement. For the arrows of the Almighty are within me, their poison drinketh up my spirit. The terrors of God are arrayed against me. Doth the wild ass bray by the grass? Loweth an ox over his fodder? Shall that which is insipid be eaten without salt? Is there any taste in the white of an egg? What my soul refuseth to touch, that is as my loathsome food. Oh, that I might have my request, and that God would grant my desire, and that it would please God to crush me, that he would let loose his hand and cut me off. Then should I have comfort, and in the pain which spareth not I would rejoice that I have not denied the words of the Holy One. What is my strength that I should hope? And what is mine end that I should have patience? Is my strength the strength of stones? Is my flesh of brass? Is it not that there is no help in me, and soundness is driven away from me? For him that is fainting, kindness is meet from his friend, or he forsaketh the fear of the Almighty. My brethren have dealt deceitfully as a stream, as the channel of streams which pass away, which are turbid by reason of the ice, in which the snow hideth itself. At the time they diminish, they are dried up. When heat affecteth them, they vanish from their place. They wind about the paths of their course. They go off into the waste and perish. The caravans of Tema looked. The companies of Sheba counted them. They are ashamed at their hope. They come hither and are confounded. So now ye are nothing. Ye see a terrible object and are afraid. Did I say, Bring unto me, and make me a present from your substance? Or rescue me from the hand of the oppressor, and redeem me from the hand of the violent? Teach me, and I will hold my tongue, and cause me to understand wherein I have erred. How forcible are right words! But what doth your upbraiding reprove? Do ye imagine to reprove words? The speeches of one that is desperate are indeed for the wind. Yea, ye overwhelm the fatherless, and dig a pit for your friend. Now, therefore, if ye will, look upon me, and it shall be to your face if I lie. Return, I pray you, let there be no wrong. Yea, return again, my righteousness shall be in it. Is there wrong in my tongue? Cannot my taste discern mischievous things?